Right, so you've written out all sorts of ideal client answers and phrases and other silly things like that. And you're probably like, why did I bother doing this yet again when I've done it so many times before? And in those other exercises, I dug way deeper. I freaking gave her a name and age and an ethnicity. Come on, Sarah. But here's where all of that work comes in handy. So we're going to take the tangibles and the actual delivered products, physical things of your offer that you crafted in module one, like weekly call and X and X bonuses and blah, 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 and whatever it is that I think you need to make a transformation. And all of those great phrases you creatively thought of when you were deep in your ICA's head without a worry or a care about the implications or consequences. So we're going to take both of those things and craft a beautiful sales page. And of course, other copy and content for your marketing and all that stuff. All of this stuff, the idea here is to get her to scream, "She's speaking to me!" Because when you know your client that well, the truth is that you are speaking to her. Your business literally exists to serve her. So you better believe you're speaking to her. So the point here is to basically combine the physical, deliverable, tangible program that you crafted and talk about it using that ICA language to make sure that it's obvious to your ideal client that this is exactly for her. So here we go. The concept here is to combine the physical aspects of your offer with the ICA phrasing and wording to create every way that you communicate in your business to ensure that you're saying it in a way she understands and that you're literally and really serving her in a bigger way. You want to help, right? Well, you won't be able to if she, your ideal client, doesn't understand a word you're talking about. This is all about her, not you. This is about how she speaks and understands, not you. And as I said, this is not just your sales page. We want to use this languaging to talk through and coach through and serve your ideal client at every turn. So, everywhere you're going to be communicating, be it your business page, your blog, your Facebook posts, videos, interviews, whatever it is you do. We want to use these phrases to really reach to her. So, the other thing that you want to remember is using the words of your ICA and using those words continually researching. So, every time you interact, make a direct offer, meet people in networking, serve clients, any of those things, every time you're doing that, that counts as research, better ways to fine-tune your ICA's languaging. So when you get those clients, when you get those direct offers rolling in, make sure you're paying attention. Take notes, write down the words and phrases that they're using, and make sure you're using them in your further communication because that means that you're basically elongating that conversation you were had. A lot of people will call this concept copy branding, i.e., the practice of branding or identifying the way that you speak and your languaging and your brand, your business brand, in your copy or your words. Copy is basically any words that are meant to elicit an action. So, any page like a sales page, an about page, any of those static pages that you're trying to sell something or have a commitment made to some sort of action, that will be copy. The other kind of writing we use in our business communication is content. This is the valuable stuff. You don't necessarily want a committed action to follow. You just want to serve and give as much value and as taste of the transformation as you can. So, content examples would be blog posts, social media posts, videos, podcasts, interviews. I don't know, so many different things, but all of that is content. In your copywriting, you're going to try to help people really coach them through the decision of whether or not your business is the right fit. Ultimately, what you're hoping is to elicit an action. You're not as concerned about offering the transformation, but actually helping them see that the transformation is even possible. So instead of trying to give someone 10 tips to improve their life, what you might do is say in your sales page, I believe that you can have this improved life. So you're not necessarily just giving value, but rather coaching someone through the process, helping them believe and understand what the transformation, what the possibilities are, and really helping them to bust through any objections, doubts, or fears that come up when they're facing this decision on whether or not to take committed action. Now, copywriting doesn't mean that committed action has to be a sale. Of course, the most common copywriting would be a sales page, those dreaded things that nobody ever wants to do, but we're going to do today. But copywriting can also be the sales page, quote unquote, for your lead magnet. So maybe you're offering something free and you're writing about it so that people really understand what it is. Your copywriting could also be the couple of lines you put at the end of a blog post to elicit a call to action or the request that the reader, if they really loved what was said here, to commit to sticking around for a little while, maybe by signing up through your email list. So wherever you're asking for or encouraging a committed action on the part of the reader, that will be your copywriting. In content, the point of our content is really to offer huge amounts of value and, as I said, offer a taste of the experience of the transformation. So really help them understand and experience what it will be like to have their biggest struggle solved for them. So this is where you might give them 5 tips to improve your life. And walk your ideal client step by step through those tips, helping her, coaching her, working through it with her so that she can practice these 5 tips, improve her life, and go, oh my gosh, I didn't believe that was possible. That is the power of content. Meanwhile, in your content, we also want to use that to bust through objections. What are objections? Those are those terrible things that come up when someone asks us for something that scares us. So for example, a big fear for many people is money. So oftentimes when you say, here's this awesome thing, but it costs you $50 million, your number one objection is usually going to be, I don't know where I would come up with that money. Or I can't afford it, or any other combination of those words. Now, $50 million may have been an exaggeration, but let's say it's $50. A lot of people could probably come up with $50, maybe not easily, but if it's something that's important to us, it's possible. For example, I always make sure that I can afford a cup of coffee. Even when I was in college and I had to dig around in my bag for dimes, it was ridiculous. But the point is that I tried to make it happen. Even if I can get the coffee the next day, I got it 2 days later, right? So for me, not being able to afford coffee wasn't actually true. It was more an objection because I was scared that I would be wasting my money on something that really wasn't that important. So maybe that was a weird example, but it's super simple and silly, mainly to point out that oftentimes objections come up because we're faced with a decision that scares us. In the case of really serving people in your business, a lot of times people will come up with objections because they're nervous that what's happening will not help them. So in your blog posts, you often will get the opportunity to coach people through the decision by helping them notice objections when they come up and really working through them as they go. So common objections you can talk about in your blog posts include things like, how do I know this program will work for me? What if I don't have any money? I've tried things in the past and I still haven't gotten results. What if this isn't enough time? What if the program isn't long enough to actually help me? And any number of things about previous investments, other family members, or even just, I don't think I can. All of those things are very, very common objections that come up for so many people, myself included. And in your content, you'll get the opportunity not only to offer a taste of the transformation, but also to help people really notice those objections and help them work through whether they are legitimate objections or whether they're possible to work through. So that's the difference between our copy and content. So let's focus on our sales page. Now remember, a sales page is copywriting, which basically means that we're asking for a committed action. So your sales page is going to be an opportunity for you to present that beautiful offer that you created and help people learn more about who you are, what you're doing themselves, and really believing that this transformation is possible for them. And that is huge. So in the strategy pages, you're going to craft a sales page that just goes, boom, I know you, I love you, I can help you, let's do this. And you're also going to get to work on writing some content in the strategy pages that will help your ideal client both bust through her doubts, questions, and objections, and give her the experience of that transformation, allowing her to really, really experience what the result will be like for her. And therefore, if it's something that she really wants and she connects with you and how you are speaking, boom, sorted, done. So head on over to the strategy pages, give it your best shot, and let's have some of your insane heart.